Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。
Hello again, and welcome to America Under the Microscope Advanced Episode. Hi, Lulu.
On swearing. Hi, James.
On swearing, yes.
The beep, beep, beep.
Why don't we kick off this episode with talking about swearing related to our family backgrounds and how we're brought up? Because that has a lot to do with
individual families.
Yeah, on whether a person swears a lot or not.
You do talk about the word upbringing.
Yeah, because at least in my family, we generally, as kids, we weren't allowed to swear. If we swore as kids, we would have gotten punished for it.
Punished how?
Manual labor.
Okay.
Chores.
Not just told off, actually punished.
Yeah, we were actually punished for it. Although I used the F word once and I got slapped by my dad.
Wow.
I do remember that. It really depends. So some parents, they don't really punish their kids for swearing and they just grow up for it to be norm. And then they might end up using it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some parents don't watch their own language around their kids. And
exactly.
The kids pick it up and then they're more likely to use it.
That's what I'm saying, upbringing.I think that's not a very culturally specific thing. It's quite a universal thing. And it really differs from family to family. In China, I have met families that have extremely strict upbringing. The parents don't allow anything even adjacent to swear words. But then you have also families, a parent swear, their kids swear, and they just see it as normal. They even swear at each other, which...To me, it's just...
Sounds like a colorful spring festival.
Yeah. I mean, you just talked about how you were brought up. When I was growing up, my parents had such strict rules. In Chinese, even like 讨厌was classified as swear words.
That's pretty strict.
Yeah. So I was not allowed. I was actually told off for saying that. So I learned a lot of sarcastic ways to fight against other people verbally. That sort of helped develop my language skills, I guess.
I think a lot of people do that in strict families. They just find other ways to say mean things.
Yeah, saying without saying it.
It's like, you're such a doo-doo head. People will find a way.
Yeah, exactly. But outside of the family, what about in public?I remember you mentioned last time in the basic episode, you said that swearing at work can get you fired.
It can, most definitely. This is a tricky thing because technically swearing is protected as a constitutional free speech.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are places in America that would give you a ticket for using these words in public because they could just consider it vulgar.
Mm.
Now, if you ever fought the ticket in court...
You'd probably win.
You'd probably win because the government can't make any laws that forbid you to use words.
Mm.
But they still exist in places. If you use these words in public, you're definitely going to get bad looks from the community. You'll even get some of those people saying, like, watch your language, or there's children around here.
Would you say it's more older people? Like, older people would be more...let's say, more conventional or traditional, there'd be more against swear, or is it the other way around?
People who tend to have more traditional upbringings, some older folks, sure. People definitely who have more of a religious background, things like that. My family will most likely just give people dirty looks. They won't say anything because it's not our business, but we'd still look at them funny.
But would that change your impression of a person?If they swear a lot?
Yeah. I personally think if somebody just swears a lot, they don't really have anything important to say. They're just filling their speech with words and using these bad words to try to make a point instead of just being able to say their point clearly.
Or do it like I do. Just say mean things without swearing. Without using any bad words. I think that's much more powerful. Yes.Guys, I do have a mean streak. Anyhow, back to right now, you do see a lot of swearing on the internet. I would
well,
say
more so. Speaking
of
mean streak, yes.
I would say more so than face to face.
Well, nothing gets people to swear like anonymity. People online are quite vitriolic because there's no repercussions. They'll say whatever they want and then no one can see you.So you'll get people calling other people really bad names very
For no apparent
harsh
reason.
Harsh reasons, just because they're different.
Yeah. It's like swearing for swearing's sake.
Yeah, it's like, if someone wants to come to China and learn the worst Chinese bad words, play online games in China. You will learn the worst Chinese bad words that exist.
Yeah. I agree with that. I do agree with that. Or not even playing games. Go on any of these social media sites. You can see a lot of those. Yeah. But which brings us to, since we were talking about social media as well, what about this whole censorship when it comes to swear words? Because one of the things we do know, that's also why we joke about the F beep. Who does those beeps?
Well, the studios themselves do it. So, as we talked about in the basic episode with, like, let's keep this PG or PG-13, which are movie ratings. And one of the things they rate a movie on is the language they use, the swearing. TV also has ratings.
Mm.
And if you use a lot of bad language, you get a higher rating, like TVMA, which is the highest.
Mature audience.
And which pretty much is like, yeah, go nuts. You can say pretty much anything on those.
But does that mean that if it's rated MA, then any of the curse words in it, even the F word, do not get bleeped?
They don't have to be. Now, One show, South Park, still bleeps them, but they do that on purpose because it's humorous to do so. They don't have to do it if they don't want to.
If you really want to know, if you want to learn swear words, guys, if you want to learn, like, really a very... I would say it's a very different type of humor. I don't think it's everyone's cup of tea. I don't think it's
to everyone. No, definitely not.
But South Park, they really perfected swearing.
Yeah, but swearing on TV actually has become a little bit more relaxed. Like when I was growing up, you never heard swear words on TV shows. It just was not a thing. Mm. But now, even on regular TV, you'll start hearing more and more words.
Mm.
Even all the way up to the S word.
Okay.
Which is becoming more prevalent in a lot of TV shows.
What about reality shows or, let's say, talk shows? When hosts invite guests or when you're just having a reality show with, like, regular people, then how do they control them? Do they have to tell them?
Usually just bleep them.
Oh.
But in some cases, they get told. It really depends on what the target rating the show is going for.
Mm-hmm.
And what time of day it's going to be on TV. So if it's going to be on late at night, you have a lot more leeway because late at night, kids aren't going to be watching. If it's going to be on TV in the middle of the afternoon, yeah, they're going to really enforce that swearing because they want a lower rating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more attractive to advertisers.
Mm-hmm. So far, we've spent 2 episodes talking about swearing, and it just seems like average Americans don't really swear like that. But then why do we see all these TV shows and movies filled with people swearing or at least try to swear, whether they get bleeped or not?
Oh, it's simple. Escapism. They like to, you know, vicariously live through the people on the screen. They wish they could do that. They wish they could, you know, say whatever they want and get away with it. It's kind of relaxing. So that's why we have it so much, so prevalent in these media. Because, we don't use them in daily life, but it means some people want to get a release out of it.
That is true, actually. I've watched some British TV series. I remember there was one called The Thick of It. Oh, that TV show was filled with swear words. Well, one particular character. Like you said, curses like a sailor.
Mm.
But he's a politician, so.
Yeah, we would say curse like the English.
Which brings us to the last question. Would you say that based on your experience or observation, would you say that British people that you met probably use a bit more swear words or they're more relaxed when it comes to swear words compared to average Americans?
The ones I've met in China? Yeah. They swear a lot more than Americans do.
Honestly, my experience was both. I would say for me as an outsider looking at them, 2 groups, I would say that you guys are using very different swear words. And
I'd say our fellow host, Anlan, he doesn't really use them that much.
I don't think I've ever heard Anlan swear. Anyhow, it really depends on your upbringing, the crowd that you're rolling with. So share with us your upbringing. If you said a bad word when you were growing up, did you get punished like me and James or get told off, get blamed? Or were your parents okay with it? Let us know in the comment section and share with us your opinions on swearing. And on that note, we will end today's show and we will see you next time.
Have a good effing day.
Perhaps not. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG3。 我们在酒馆等你。